From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. Speaking to a local radio station Monday, First Vice President and former rebel leader Riek Machar urged his forces to honor a ceasefire declared hours earlier by President Salva Kiir. Here's Mr. Kiir's spokesman.
All the commanders of these forces are directed to control their forces and ensure protection of any ethnic group that may be targeted.
United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Monday urged the Security Council to impose an arms embargo and targeted sanctions on South Sudan. Margaret Bashir has more.
The UN chief had harsh words for President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar in a hastily called news conference Monday.
What kind of leadership is it that resorts to deadly weapons and identity politics? Time and again, failed leadership.
Ban Ki-moon urged the two to do everything to de-escalate the hostilities immediately and to order their respective forces to withdraw to their bases. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send more troops to Iraq. He spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad.
And I'm pleased to report today in that connection that we agreed for the United States to bolster the Iraqi efforts to isolate and pressure Mosul by deploying 560 additional troops.
Carter said the additional troops will be sent to support the newly retaken Kayyara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. This is VOA News.